Here's Check on Stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. One person confirmed dead after a serious crash that closed Route 7 in North Canaan. According to state police, the crash happened about 10:20 on Sunday night. According to police, the driver was traveling north on Route 7 near Sand Road when they lost control of their vehicle, exiting to the right side of the road, striking mailboxes, and then hitting utility pole and overturning onto its roof after striking that pole. Police identified the dead driver as Matthew Holderman, 46, of Canaan. Holderman was trapped inside the vehicle and pronounced dead at the scene. State police are asking anybody with information to contact them at Troop B.
In Sheffield, the Board of Selectmen have a meeting at 10 o'clock in the morning and the Council of Aging at 6:30. Sharon Housing Authority, Sharon Ridge Expansion Corporation, has their regular meeting at 5 p.m. at Town Hall. In Cornwall, the Board of Selectmen have their meeting set at 7:30. On Wednesday, the 21st, the Conservation Commission in Sharon has their regular meeting set for 6:30 in the evening. Coming up on the 22nd, Berkshire Botanical Garden Center House, a workshop for teens focusing on the ancient Japanese art of creating miniature tabletop landscapes using natural materials and limited spots. Then on the 23rd, they have an artist presentation and informal gallery tour of the Shimmering Flowers, Nancy Lorenz's Lacquer and Bronze Landscapes. More information on both those events, berkshirebotanical.org. Also, tonight, 4 o'clock, is the farewell picnic for the principal of Cornwall Consolidated School that will be held at the Hammond Beach in Cornwall. Planning and Zoning Commission in Falls Village has a meeting set for tonight at 7 p.m. 8th Annual Sunset Music Series continues with Weibo and Friends, live music, food, vendors, car, and motorcycle cruise that runs from 7 until 9 at the VFW. 3rd Cornwall Library Labor Day Art Sale will be taking place, an event for everybody to enjoy over the Labor Day weekend. The show runs from Friday, August 23rd, opening reception 5 to 8, through Sunday, September 1st. Proceeds from the sale help defray the library's operating costs. On Saturday in Cornwall, on top of that Labor Day art sale going on at the library, there is crafts workshop at the Hughes Library at 11 o'clock. At 12 noon till 4 o'clock, a tour of West Cornwall Old Building and Landscapes. And from 4 to 7, live music with Johnny G and ice cream. That'll be held at the Hammond Beach. The Sharon Stork Club has a meeting on Saturday from 10 until noon at the Birthing Center on the ground floor lobby of Sharon Hospital. To register, 860-364-4124. Scoville Library hosting a performance by the Salisbury Band and then an ice cream social on the lawn on the 24th from 5 till 6 p.m. at 38 Main Street. Everybody's invited to bring a chair or blanket and enjoy the summer community event. The White Gallery in Lakeville keeps the spirit of summer with the opening of A Summer State of Mind on Saturday the 24th, opening artist reception from 5 till 7 p.m. Gallery artists will be in attendance. The exhibit will run through October the 27th, thewhitegalleryart.com for more information. Couch Piper, VFW Post 6851, hosting a fundraiser to benefit the Marine Corps Law Enforcement Foundation. That is happening the 24th from noon till 6:30 at the Post, 104 South Canyon Road. The event will be featuring musical performances by Kevin and Pete, Heather Rose Band, and B. Rini Blues. Tickets are $12, include food. More information, 860-824-8158. A paint-and-sip fundraiser will be held on Saturday the 24th from 6:30 to 8:30 at the Ancrum Firehouse on County Route 7 in Columbia County. Creating sunflowers in a vase or an authentic roofing slate tile or a handmade sign made from reclaimed wood. Your donation includes all painting materials, light snacks, and wine, with all proceeds benefiting the Ancrum Ladies Auxiliary. Register for more information, berkshirepaintandsip.com. Grillsdale 2019 is happening at the Rojan Park in Hillsdale on Saturday from 7 until 11 p.m. Live music, 15 regional chefs grilling, craft beer and wine. Tickets and more information at grillsdale.com. Public invited to an interactive World Peace Flag ceremony on Sunday the 25th at the World Peace Sanctuary at 26 Benton Road. Inquiries or more information, Anne Marie at worldpeace.org. Second graders and all students new to Seymour Smith Intermediate Learning Center are invited to pack a lunch, bring a blanket, and join Principal Julie Roberts on the front lawn on Monday the 26th from 11 till 2. Children will also have fun on the playground. Ice pops will be provided by the PTA. Building tours start at 11:30 in the morning, run every half hour until 2. For those unable to attend but still wish to tour the building, contact the office at 518-398-3000, extension 3102. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 249.78 to 26,135.79 yesterday. The NASDAQ starts off today at 8,002.81 and the S&P 500 at 2923.65. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.